Hello.
Hi, this is Jamie calling from Roadside Assistance on behalf of Mercury. Is
Yes.
this Ms. Hull?
Yes.
Hi, so I just need to get some information from you so we can get a tow truck out to your vehicle.
Okay.
Where are the damages at on the vehicle?
So it looks like there is some damage on the top, one of the back tires. And there's some underneath damage. I'm not sure if there's anything else. I got an alert saying that there's a suspension error when I tried to, well, after I hit the item. So, yeah, I just do not feel comfortable trying to drive it at the moment.
Is it the rear passenger or driver side tire?
Passenger.
And is there any fluid leaking?
I don't believe so. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I'm not with the car right now. I haven't noticed any, but I haven't looked in a couple days either.
Okay. And will you be there with the vehicle and have the keys when the driver gets there?
I probably will not, but my fiance should be able to be there.
Okay. And what's his name?
Dylan Lips.
And his telephone number?
Yeah, so his number is, one second. Yeah, it's bad of me to not have it memorized, but so it's 580-541-6878.
Okay. And the vehicle is going to be at the 2409 Murray Drive in Oklahoma City?
Murray Court.
Murray Court. That might be why I had a hard time pulling it up. Let's see.
The zip code was 73165.
What's the zip code again?
73165.
Is that Moore, Oklahoma?
Yeah. Yes. It sometimes on the GPS it pulls up as OKC, sometimes it pulls up as Moore, but it's the same address.
Okay, good. I'm glad I spoke with you because we had the wrong address. Okay,
yeah.
So I will go ahead and get this dispatched, and then you'll receive a text update letting you know when the driver will be there.
So are you thinking it's going to be like today or tomorrow or
Yeah, it'll be today.
Oh, it'll be today. Okay. So how far in advance can you let me know about the truck coming out? Because, I mean, I'll be at work all day. He's at work, so he'll have to leave work to come home to meet the vehicle.
Well, it's hard to say. So once we disconnect, I'll have to call a provider in your area and see what their ETA would be. If you'd rather wait until you guys are off work, we can always just wait and dispatch it whenever it's a better time.
Okay, so how late do you dispatch then?
We're open 24/7. I mean, obviously,
oh, okay.
It's better, you know, to call during business hours, but...
Right. Okay, well, I'm thinking, I believe he normally gets off, well, should get home about 4:30-ish. So if we could have the truck, I'm trying to make sure that would work. Okay, how about we have the truck dispatched maybe at, like, 3:30.
Okay. Yeah, because it usually takes, you know, 45 minutes to maybe a couple of hours for somebody to get out there.
Oh, okay. So if it's going to take that long, yeah, that's fine. Then dispatch it a little bit earlier. I was just thinking if they could come, you know, sometime 3:30, 4-ish, that would work.
Okay. So you want us to dispatch it about 3:30?
Well, okay. So you said that when you dispatch it, it could take a couple hours to show up, correct?
Correct.
Or is that whenever it would show up? Okay. Well, no. How about we dispatch it at, like, 1 then?
Okay. I mean, yes. I mean, they could be there within the next, within 45 minutes to 2 hours. It's really just hard to say.
Okay. Okay, then let's say 2, and I'll just make sure that he can be home around then. His job
okay.
is a little bit easier to, it's closer. I mean, my job is far enough away that I couldn't be able to be there.
Okay, so we'll dispatch it at 2:00, and then you'll receive a text update letting you know the ETA.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, you have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.